This is Maylee O'Brien with WHJE, and I am inquiring Michael O'Brien, my father, on his desert island discs. Now, the way this works is you're stuck on a desert island and you can only bring 5 songs, 1 book, and 1 luxury item with you. But first, let's take a look at the life you'll be cast away from. You grew up in Columbus, Indiana, and evidently went to Columbus North High School. Later on, you went to Indiana University, Ball State, and Rosemead, working your way to a doctorate in clinical psychology. Since then, you married Michelle O'Brien, my mom, and continue working as a psychologist to this day.
That's correct.
So even though everything I just said was all about psychology,
you've actually had some experience with music, right?
Yes. I sang in the show choir in high school and was in marching band. And when I was growing up, my family all sang in the choir at church. And I took clarinet lessons and a little bit of guitar, but it was mostly singing.
Did you have a good experience?
With music? Yeah, absolutely. Music is a great way to unwind, I think, calm. Either wind up if you're like in a social setting, a party or whatever, but also to wind down if you've had a long day. You just want to chill. Just depends on the kind of music.
Well, since we're talking about your kind of music, what are your top 5 songs or recordings that you would bring onto this desert island?
Handel's Messiah would be my first pick. Handel's Messiah covers Christmas and Easter, and so assuming I can tell what time of year it is, I can sort of play something appropriate to that. You know, other times in between. It's my favorite classical piece, so I would listen to it at other times as well. The song Michelle by the Beatles would be my second pick, because that was the song that was playing when I proposed to my wife, Michelle. So I'd want to be able to, think about that time if I'm there on the island all by myself. An audio recording of my wife telling a story about her childhood. You know, just a happy story. It doesn't matter which one. Just something that I could listen to, hear her voice.
Go back. Say, go back. Go out there to stir the pot. And I run out there, boom, put my feet into the big pot she put on the floor.
Oh, no.
I knocked that pot over. It's all over the kitchen.
No.
I need a lot of...
And then a recording of you telling a story about your best day ever, whatever day that was. Doesn't really matter. Just hear you happy and telling a story. And then the same thing for my son, David. Just him, a recording of him telling the story of his best day ever. That way I'd be able to hear your voices whenever I wanted to.
Well, even though it's us, your family, you may still get tired of listening to the same thing every day and perhaps of being reminded of how lonely you are. So what book would you bring to take a break from all of that?
The additional that I picked would be the complete works of C.S. Lewis. I think that would be a good balance to Shakespeare. C.S. Lewis covers everything from, you know, fanciful stories to a more heavier material. So it would offer a nice spectrum of interesting writing to go over. And it would be a good companion to the Bible. So I think they would go well together.
Have you read the complete works of C.S. Lewis before?
No, I haven't. So I'm looking forward to this whole desert island thing. I can have some time to read for pleasure. I've only read a few of his things. You know, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Screwtape Letters, and a couple others, but certainly not his complete works. But it's all good that I've read so far. So I would look forward to being able to read more.
What stood out most to you about what you've already read and draws you to bring it with you?
I almost picked C.S. Lewis's one of his best friends, J.R. Tolkien, but I like the breadth of C.S. Lewis better. As I mentioned earlier, he covers, you know, philosophical, theological topics, as well as, you know, just more entertainment type works. And so there's enough variety there that I think I could find something to suit my mood, whatever mood I was in on whatever particular day. And some of it, most of it, in my opinion, is engaging enough that I can kind of lose myself in what I'm reading and not be so lonely, I guess. I would assume you're going to get lonely after a while, so trying to escape that through some really great writing by an awesome author would be, I guess, the main reason why I chose him, is he's such a great writer.
Moving on to another way to escape would be through your one luxury item that you are allowed to have that has nothing to do with escaping or practical use.
Right. Yeah, of course, my first choice would have been a satellite phone, but since I can't have that, it would be nice to have a machine that makes me coffee. That way I can at least harken back to my normal life before the desert island. I'll still be able to start my day with a cup of coffee, so that would be my one luxury item.
Thank you for sharing your choices today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
This has been Maile O'Brien with WHJE interviewing Michael O'Brien.